But first, we've got the perfect first guest. In fact, to talk about that very topic, he's the president of Judicial Watch, one of the great defenders of American freedom and truth. He is Tom Fitton, and he joins us right now. Tom, great to have you back on the show.
Good afternoon. Good evening. How are you both?
We are well, better that you're here, because we have so many questions. I want to start with something that you have done an extraordinary job at Judicial Watch. We would never have known that Secret Service agents were chronically being bitten by the Biden's dogs if it weren't for the great litigation work that you guys have done. I know it's a little story, but it speaks volumes about the president and first lady. Tell us what the latest is on that.
Well, back in July, thank you, John and Amanda, we uncovered, because we had gotten a tip, but we forced the Secret Service to produce documents to show that there were at least 10 attacks by Biden's dog on Secret Service agents. And of course, they tried to cover that up. I think it was a lawsuit that forced out the release of the information.
Right.
And then after that, they didn't do anything. It's clear. CNN reported a week or so ago that another agent was bitten, and White House staff had been bitten. So maybe upwards of 24 people being bitten without consequence by Biden's dog. And only after all that came out was the dog removed from the White House complex. Now, we had a separate source that told us that Biden beat his dogs. So it helped maybe explain the dangerous nature of the dog's attacks. But I don't know. I tend to think it's a big story when a dozen or so federal law enforcement officers who are trying to protect the president's life and his family's life and the White House are being attacked by the dog. And the White House lying about it, Secret Service not doing anything about it. And on top of that, you had other White House staff being attacked. To me, it's so indicative of Biden's approach. The rules don't apply to him. I mean, the idea that anyone would be allowed to keep a dog even after two bites, obviously people know that wouldn't be the case. Yet Biden was allowing his dog to bite agents with impunity. Incredible, incredible development. And, you know, just highlights just kind of the kind of the devil may care attitude, or maybe the mafia like attitude that Biden takes, is the approach that he takes to his public office.
Yeah. Amazing. Once upon a time, I saw a plaque that said, "The more I get to know people, the more I like dogs." But I don't think that's the case with this dog in particular. I think Secret Service would have something else to say about that. What's strange to me, though, is that it seems that there's just a general rule in life that when someone is willing to lie or conceal the small things, they're definitely willing to lie about the big things and conceal the big things. And with respect to John's tease of that story coming off the top of the segment, and also what we are seeing in the halls of Congress right now with respect to the speaker fight, obviously, as Kevin McCarthy during his tenure as speaker, one of the major conversations was defunding the agencies that seem to be operating at the behest of this administration. We're going to have this panel tonight between Majority Leader Steve Scalise and Jim Jordan, current chairman of Judiciary. What do you expect to be said and discussed in that panel with respect to Biden corruption and abuse of these agencies?
Well, I hope they both commit to drawing a line in the sand that we're not going to fund the worst of it. And, you know, I could go through a list of things that should be defunded, right? The border invasion, the abuses of Trump, the censorship of Americans, the lack of investigations into the Biden corruption. You know, for instance, that joke of a questioning that he underwent on his document issues. You know, is the Justice Department and FBI going to be fully funded? Are the censorship operators in the Department of Homeland Security going to be fully funded? Is the moving around of individuals who cross the border illegally into the interior of the country going to be fully funded? They got to pick a line in the sand and be willing to draw it and accelerate, in my view, the corruption investigations, because those are the issues that I think have made people think our republic is falling. And if it's going to be a fight about amendments and, you know, the rate of growth of government, the American people are going to lose. But if it's going to be a fight about whether the rule of law and government accountability are going to be pursued through these budgetary fights, I think things could advance quite nicely and positively in terms of reassuring people. At least there's one group of politicians who are concerned about this issue.
Tom, for the longest time, you have made, I think, the most articulate argument of what the best defense is for President Trump in his own classified documents case, and that is that the president has absolute authority to decide what is his in person and what to take with him. Today, America First Legal put out a memo affirming that and saying, here's all our research, too. Everyone is coming around to your way of thinking. In the beginning, that was kind of not well known. I think you've driven a very important argument. How important is this, and do you think the courts will agree with this rationale?
Well, I don't know, because it's Trump, right? And the rules change that have been well-received and pursued for decades in this town, all of a sudden they get changed for Trump. But the Presidential Records Act has always been walking a constitutional fine line, right? And the way they walked it is by giving the president prerogative to decide what is his records personally versus what are presidential. And that was the rule that we found under the Clinton-Socterra case.
Right.
And it's a rule they changed for President Trump. Now, the irony is Vice President Biden, or now President Trump Biden, is being investigated for his handling classified records or allegedly classified records after he left the vice presidency. And I think, like Trump, he gets a pass on that by prior Justice Department practice and common sense application of the law and court precedent. What he doesn't get a pass on is taking classified records from the Senate. See, there's no exception there.
Right.
That's not a presidential prerogative, obviously. He was a senator. He had no right to that classified information. And I think it's interesting he gets to be questioned at the White House. There's, I don't know, John, if you, Amanda, are you guys aware of any grand jury activity into what Biden did here? If not, why not?
Yeah, it's a great question. Right. I've seen none.
Yeah. No, I'm not. And that leads me to another question, because I think over the weekend when we heard that Joe Biden had called a lid, you know, this obviously is evocative of his campaign running up to 2020, when every day he had 12 noon, 2 p.m. lids on media interviews. But a lot of folks thought, well, you know, maybe he's going overseas or he's taking a snooze. But it turns out he was sitting down with investigators regarding that documents case. Was that just a formality, or do you think that maybe they were digging in on some of the documents that were retained, not when he was vice president or president, in fact, when he was in the Senate?
Well, the fact that he was questioned in an interview suggests to me he's not the target of a criminal investigation. They're just dotting their I's and crossing their T's. He's been resisting being questioned. He's resisted being questioned for months. And if he were obviously the target, certainly his lawyers wouldn't have allowed him to sit down with investigators. So I think, you know, they're just going through the motions. It's rigged. You know, no raids, no grand juries. Even though Biden played games much more directly than Trump is alleged to have done. And I don't know how much more obvious it can get that given similar sets of circumstances, Joe Biden is being protected by his Justice Department while Trump is being abused. They're trying to throw Joe and President Trump in jail while giving President Biden a get out of jail free card. And they're pretending that we're not supposed to notice it.
Yeah. Tom, we only got about 30 seconds left. I got a prediction how the House Speaker's race turns out?
Not McCarthy.
All right. Well, that's a good one. That's one you can take to the bank. Tom, it's always a great pleasure to have you on. We always learn so much. And thanks for all the work you do to bring transparency to the American people. It's really appreciated.
You're welcome.